You're listening to episode number 1900 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, February 3rd, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
Wow, what a couple of 24-hour periods we've had here. And, you know, now we're all over the Groundhog Day thing. We can finally get into Valentine's Day season.
Well,
feeling like it should be the Great Pumpkin Valentine's. I'm not explaining myself very well here.
No.
But, you know, like the Great Pumpkin is the season. Valentine's Day is the season, and Target starts it the day after Christmas, but I'm all for starting the day after Groundhog Day. I mean, officially.
That's kind of late, though.
Officially. No, you've got 11 days. You got 11 days. You got a three-day weekend this year. No place to go, as we like to say, and no place to go.
So in 9 months, there's going to be some babies. Is that what you're saying?
There's been babies. I'm telling
you. Well, I know that, but.
It is time. For some random facts.
Random facts, random facts, random facts, random facts.
Today, Barbara Streisand is the only person who's had a number one album in 6 decades. Her first was People.
People
Who Need People. We're going to have to pay a royalty for that. In 1964. And her sixth was Encore, Movie Partners Sing Broadway in 2014. Wow. What do you know? More than 30 million people in China live in caves.
What?
I know, right? That's kind of
30 million
when you think about it. Until the mid-1970s, at least 90% of NHL players were Canadian.
Until the 90s?
Until the 70s. Until the
70s. Oh, the
70s. 90%.
Okay.
That's where you get.
Oh, sorry.
70, 90 numbers. Anyway, now it's down to 47%. Wow. Oh, that's like almost half. Cut it in half. Clint Eastwood, Burt Reynolds, Adam West, and Liam Neeson were all offered the role of James Bond over time.
Interesting.
And they all turned it down. What do you know? Can you imagine Adam West as Bond, James Bond?
Actually,
I mean, or Burt Reynolds even for that matter.
No. Nope.
I could imagine Liam Neeson. I could probably stretch Clint Eastwood. Bond. James Bond. Who are you looking at, punk? And the first drink ever described as a cocktail, you might know this, was an old-fashioned in 1806. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on today?
Well, hubba. If you've ever thought to yourself, I need me some more Ryan Reynolds, which, let's face it, we all have at one point or another.
Yeah, maybe I have to.
Then you'll be pleased to hear that everyone's favorite self-aware Marvel superhero
yes, ma'am.
Has his own show on Snapchat.
Oh, wow. Have you done Snapchat?
It's been a while.
I have not done it. So you can have a show. I thought it was just all putting, you know, ears and eyeballs and
I
stuff
did too.
On people's faces.
Didn't know they did shows.
They do shows. Huh.
Anyway, he has his own show.
Huh.
And it looks insane.
Yeah.
In a fun way.
Yeah, sure.
So sure, absolutely no one asked for a series where a clueless Ryan tries his hand at ice sculpting. Mukbang.
Mukbang? Is that a Canadian thing?
I don't know. Mm. Nail art or magic?
Nail art. Oh my.
Yeah.
But
you know
what?
That's what we got.
That's what we got.
It's called Ryan Doesn't Know. So it's a 12-part series, debuted on Snapchat over the weekend, and consists of actor and learner of stuff.
Actor and learner of stuff.
Yes.
Ryan Reynolds.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my.
So it's Ryan meeting a bunch of regular people and trying his hands, usually poorly, at their art. He doesn't know. Ryan doesn't know.
Yeah.
It joins the ever-growing list of Snapchat originals.
Uh-huh.
So this is all news to us.
Yeah.
Which includes shows from the likes of Will Smith, Kevin Hart, and Conor McGregor.
Wow. The guy, I don't think he needs a writer. You know, because he's so versatile at this wit in everything he does.
Yeah.
Whether he's making fun of his kids on Twitter, or whether he's like, you know, dissing his wife, or dissing Hugh Jackman, or whatever. I mean, the guy is hilarious.
He is funny.
Hilarious. He needs his own variety show. Variety shows. Now, that's a thing. What an idea. What a concept. Wow. We should do a Ronald Reynolds variety show in Canada. And then he could use this as his Snapchat stories as a little segment. Kind of like Carpool Karaoke. What's it called? Ryan Doesn't Know or Ryan...
Ryan Doesn't Know.
Ryan Doesn't Know. Yeah. I like that. I love that. That would be a great bit.
I'm going to have to watch that.
Get your Snapchat out.
I still have it downloaded.
Oh, wow. I think I do, too. I just don't think I've ever...
Well, usually me and the grand girls would do it together.
Right.
But I haven't seen them.
Huh. Well, you know, they grow COVID. Up. They
I don't know.
Oh, it's together. Just COVID. In person. You don't know if they're doing Snapchat. Oh, they were doing...
We would do it.
Totally
we would do
confused.
It.
I'm
would,
totally
We would
confused.
Have fun together doing Snapchat. Well, she's going to get it. Just not yet. Dolly Parton, she revealed in an interview because Dolly's awesome.
Dolly's flipping awesome.
Man.
Yeah. She's a national treasure, she is.
Yes, she is. Her and Betty White.
Yeah.
So she revealed on Tuesday in her interview that she has yet to get her COVID vaccine.
What?
But she's going to get it eventually.
Okay.
And she'll do it on camera.
Okay.
She says, I'm not going to get mine until some more people get theirs.
Oh.
I don't want it to look like I'm jumping the line just because I donated money.
She can. I mean, she's not jumping the line.
Right.
Now, you know what? Thank the maker for people like Dolly Parton. She gave over $1 million for research for this vaccine.
Yeah.
And while I guarantee $1 million is not chump change, it certainly wasn't, you know, all the money that needed to be spent. I mean, you know, how many lives is Dolly Parton physically going to save because she threw $1 million towards the research of that vaccine?
Absolutely.
And I say, hats off, Dolly. By golly.
Hats off to Dolly Parton.
Back in the day, I would have said, shirts off to Dolly, but I'm not going to say that anymore because that would be sexist. Anyway. But, you know, like Johnny Carson.
And she's turning 75.
Well, she just turned 75. And like Johnny Carson once said, I would pay $1 million to see what's under that dress. And he told her that to her face on The Tonight Show.
That was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. She took it with stride. I know that was probably the most sexist thing he could have said. But shouldn't wait too long, Dolly. You don't want to catch it. That's the other part of this. It's like, you know, you're doing everybody a favor by getting vaccinated, period. So, you know.
She's eligible for it.
Right.
She was going to do it on her birthday, and then she thought, nah, don't do that. You look like you're just doing a show.
That makes
sense. So she wants her shot to encourage others to do the same, so she will get it soon.
And I think that's great. Dolly, God bless you. You know, it's time for us to talk about Dolly Parton and to get 9 to 5 made again. You know who would be great in a new version of 9 to 5?
Huh.
Halle Berry. One, she needs a movie.
Goodness
Halle
sakes.
Needs a movie. People, Hollywood.
Halle
Berry needs
busy
a movie.
With her boyfriend.
No, she's that guy. He's a loser. My book. He's a loser.
Bitter.
Yeah,
bitter. Already a one.
Yeah. But, you know, the deal is that she needs a movie, and she would be so good in a revamped, rebooted 9 to 5.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I think that'd be great. Yeah. I'd like to play the boss so I could be tied up by Halle Berry. With that, have a good day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.